El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Beyond. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is a quieter, residential pocket of El Cajon, and it's our favorite corner of East County for good reason. Crime data cited by Perplexity puts the Granite Hills violent crime rate around 3.53 per 1,000 residents. Crime grade scores it a B for violent crime and A overall. That's meaningfully safer than El Cajon's citywide violent crime rate of about 6.3 per 1,000. The vibe is low-key suburban. Single-family homes, families, working professionals, convenient access to East County schools and shopping. Residents describe it as quiet and desirable, with the main gripes being broader El Cajon issues, older housing stock, and citywide crime stats that don't reflect what Granite Hills itself actually feels like day to day. Now the rentals. Zillow pegs the typical El Cajon rent at $2,275 per month as of July 2026, barely moved, up just 0.1% year over year. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for a city this size, so Zillow is our anchor here. Use $2,275 as your baseline when evaluating what's actually on the market. Here are real, live listings from RentCast, and we're leading with the houses because that's the goal, room for a two-bedroom life and a garage for that classic truck. 130 East Washington Avenue in El Cajon, $2,595 per month, two-bed/two-bath, approximately 880 square feet. Single family. At $320 above the Zillow typical, you're paying a modest premium for a real house. Ask specifically about a garage, that's your must-have. 390 North 1st Street, Unit 9, $2,500 per month, two-bed/two-bath, single-family classification. Slightly above the Zillow typical but still in a sensible range. Worth a tour to confirm garage access and in-unit laundry. 480 Jamacha Road, Apartment 27, $2,100 per month, two-bed/two-bath, 913 square feet. This one actually comes in below the Zillow typical, a value find if the unit checks out. 15,420 Old Highway 80, space 187, $3,200 per month, two-bed/two-bath, 1,280 square feet. Largest footprint on the list. This is a manufactured home community, which often means covered parking or carport, confirm garage or enclosed parking before you commit. Apartments as the fallback. Rancho de la Luna at 478 Van Houten Avenue scores a solid 4.3 out of 5 on Google, that's a good sign. Cobblestone Park Apartments at 1535 Granite Hills Drive is right in the neighborhood we love, but the Google rating is only 1.8 out of 5. Go in with eyes open and ask current tenants what's up. Tap the link on screen to see current availability, photos, and floor plans for every listing shown here.